I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6 minutes after 11 p.m. here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
I think at one point we're going to have to start talking about the weather for Thursday.
I hate you. Loogie! Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Loogie evening. Few things that happened this evening so far. Julius Randle is now back in New York, this time with the Nets. The Mets were rained out, postponed, as the weather has been pretty bad all day, and I think will continue to be bad going into tomorrow. The Yankees lost their third straight out in Detroit. It was an early start time. They will have two more early start times in Detroit, by the way, just FYI. 6:40 first pitch is coming up Tuesday and Wednesday before the Yankees go. I believe they are going to Boston, not hosting Boston, but they do have a series coming up with the Red Sox that ends with a Sunday night baseball game on, well, of course, Sunday night. You have the NBA draft. First round starts in less than 24 hours. Nets have a top 10 pick. The Knicks are sitting there, what, 24 and 31, I think, or 55, something like that, 24, 30. I feel like it's like a lottery. I got to remember all my scratch-off numbers here. I think it's 24, 31, 55. So it'll be a very busy, very interesting night tomorrow as well. If the game goes quickly, perhaps I'll be on the air when the Knicks make their selection. So you could get a, ooh, ah, ee, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Those clips always do well. One of the guttural reactions. Although the digital team might be on hiatus now. They had a very busy couple of weeks, so they might not be clipping videos during the NBA draft night one. It's possible that they could be on vacation now for the summer. Well-deserved, by the way, as we've been crushing it on social media. And you can check out all these videos, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Facebook, at WFAN660, or my accounts, which is at Tommy Lugauer on Twitter, Lugauer, and I'm Tommy in the Mix on Instagram. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ozzy is in Woodridge. Ozzy?
Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
Paulie, I'm a big Frosted Flakes guy and Captain Crunch, not that peanut butter crap. Paulie has one nickname, The Glue. Paulie put out the signal for people to talk about their favorite cereal. Tommy, your show is not all about you, all right?
No, it's
so me and Paulie are going to talk cereal right now.
No, well, you had time off air to talk about it. And Rosenberg just thinks he can come on the air and say, hey, if you want to call in about this, please do it. He wants people to bring him ice cream because he's a schnorrer. We've been over this a million times. Rosenberg sometimes steps over his bounds. And when I need him to step over his bounds, which is get Fatso in line with the tornado warnings, he's sitting back there just twisting in the wind and whistling Dixie. And he doesn't speak up.
Ice cold milk. Am I right, Paulie?
Oh, boy. Oh. And then you drink the milk after in the bowl, I would imagine.
After, right? Sugary milk.
Yeah, how do you not? I mean, I know there's some people that don't drink the milk afterwards. What do you do with the milk? You just toss it? You got to drink the milk. Absolutely. I'm a Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy myself. That's my favorite one. I'm also a Lucky Charms guy myself. Those are my two favorites all time.
And my wife warms up the milk before she puts the cereal in. Oh, makes me vomit in my mouth.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Well, let's rewind the tape here. What do you mean warms up the milk? You have cereal with warm milk, not the cold milk?
No, me. The ice colder, the better. My wife. She warms it in the microwave for like 15 seconds, and then she puts the cereal in after she takes the bowl out.
And that's for her consumption of it. I gotcha. Yeah. So she's more of a warm milk guy. Yeah, that's a little bit more. That's like what I would do for my cat. I would give him warm milk. Okay. A little bit unorthodox there, but, you know, to each its own.
I think it's because she grew up in the Dominican Republic, and maybe their refrigeration wasn't as great as we had. So she's used to like that lukewarm milk type or room temperature.
You know what? Because of your wife now, I'm going to do that the next time I have cereal. I'm going to, because I don't want to you know, it's like eating the Snickers with the fork and knife. I don't want to look down at my ivory tower on your lovely wife and say that she is somehow in the wrong. I'm going to try it and see if she has been the one that has been on the right track and I've been on the wrong track with the rest of society. So I'm going to test that out over the next couple of days or so, and I'll get back. I'll report back to you in the audience.
Yeah, I didn't say she was in the wrong. I think that's what she's probably used to, but I still think it's disgusting.
Well, used to, not used to. Let's just see if it tastes better. It's possible it tastes better.
Yeah, well, you report back. It's like oatmeal. You might as well have oatmeal.
Yeah, that's fair.
To defend my guy, before I get to my ass, Tommy, anything. To defend my guy, Paulie, he was right. It rained on parade day. It rained early in the wee hours of the morning before the parade.
You think he should deserve credit for that? You think he should take a victory lap for that?
Yeah, and you want to know why it was very important that it happened that way?
Why is that?
Because it was able to put out any school buses that were on fire.
Okay, enough here. I've had enough here. You'll be here all week, right? Tip the waitress, try the veal.
You know, the safety of the people.
No, I understand. You know? Yeah, bottom line is this. Rosenberg was, as usual, wrong. He sat there and did nothing when Sean Marash tried to say that there was going to be a tornado that was going to hit lower Manhattan. Rosenberg just sat there, idle.
You lost without Rosenberg, bro.
I'm not. That was obviously recorded, Ozzy. We're speaking to the real Ozzy here. Yeah, I'm not lost without Rosenberg. Rosenberg is forever lost. And if it wasn't for me, he would have no direction at all in his
life. You're my best friend.
Shut up.
But wait a second.
What?
You got on the wrong train. That's the night I said you lost without Rosenberg.
Oh,
and to get into the parade without Rosenberg.
What was that?
You got on the train that didn't go on the stop to get to where you wanted to go. You lost without Rosenberg.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot about that when I got on the wrong train and the conductor on the Long Island Railroad. You never want to hear this. And they say, where are you headed? Where am I headed? The ticket doesn't say where I'm headed. They're like, you're on the wrong train, bud. And that train, I forgot the line it was on. It didn't stop at Jamaica. I thought every single train and every single branch on the Long Island Railroad stopped at Jamaica. Boy, was I wrong. And I ended up God knows where, and it took me forever to get home. So, yeah, I don't know what Rosenberg would have done to help me there. And yes, you're right, I got sort of on the wrong subway to get downtown on parade day. But with or without Rosenberg, sometimes I get a little ubats, a little stunat, and I go in the wrong direction.
Yeah, you made it where you had to be. You had a great Father's Day. Belated happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you. I am a cat dad, so I will. Yep. I don't know if I should, but I'll claim victory on that.
Would you, let's say this Ibiza thing ever came to fruition.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean if it ever comes to fruition?
Boy behind, or would you take him with you?
No, I'm not taking my cat to Ibiza. The two people that
you would leave him behind.
Well, hold on a second. He would have company. My wife. You think I'm bringing her to Ibiza? She, as far as I'm concerned, she doesn't exist out there. What do you mean? I'm bringing my wife to Ibiza? That's not happening.
No.
What?
But what kind of cat dad? What kind of father leaves his cat behind and says, "Peace out. I'm going to Ibiza."
What the hell is he going to do in Ibiza?
He's going to help you get chicks. That's what he's going to
That's
do.
A great point, actually. You're not wrong about that. He certainly is. He's got the puss in boots eyes. He just looks up at you. We could say that, Rosenberg. It's a character.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could have used another phrase.
Well, let's just not go any further here, Ozzy. We certainly want to keep our license around here. There's a fly, by the way, in my face. Yeah, no, the wife stays home. The cat. By the way, you've been making great points lately, Ozzy. You had the wet t-shirt comment the other day about if it rains at the parade. And now you have this one, which is a great point, but I still think the cat would not make the trek to me if and when I do finally make it to Ibiza.
Oh, you would abandon your little boy, your special boy. That's,
yes, I would.
That's good to know. I'm going to file that in my brain for the future. But speaking of raindrops and salty discharge, I got an Ask Tommy Anything for you, brother.
Okay.
And you got to be Tommy Truth. All right.
Okay, so this is an Ask Tommy Anything,
yes.
And you need Tommy Truths to be here. Okay, you got it.
100%.
All right.
Did Tommy Tears show up at any time during that parade?
No. No.
Come on.
No. And I think...
I mean, a little bit?
No, and I think the reason was because, and I said this to Evan and Tiki, I really didn't have a lot of alone moments. You know, I was on the air Saturday night when they won the championship. I was standing with probably too close to Evan. You know what I mean? I could smell what he had for breakfast. But I was around them and I was in public. So I think I kept it together because that would be just the content that would have created would have lasted a lifetime. So I think I had the self-control and the willpower, even in those moments, to fight back all the tears. So no, I did not have any tears. I did not cry at the parade.
even in the after party when you're with all your people, your fellow Knicks fans,
no,
after they won their very first Larry O'Brien?
No, there was no tears at the after hours parties after the parade. Nope, nope.
Are you sure?
And I would tell you, Ozzy, I'm sure. What do you mean, what am I sure? What is this, a murder trial?
Not even a little inkling or a salty discharge? What is this salty discharge coming from my eyes? You didn't feel... Any emotion whatsoever?
I was in the pool. No, I there was no salty discharge. There was no sign of emotion. It wasn't that I didn't have the emotion, but by that point, especially in the after hours portion, it was more about just the celebrating than it was crying. Do you think I should have cried? Is that what this is all about, Oz?
No, I just wanted you to be truthful.
Well,
I
am being truthful.
If anybody missed the fact that you may be like, Wee-wee-weed into the corner away from everybody.
No, I didn't wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee- I had an amazing week. It was great for me professionally and personally, but I'm here to and I'm glad you asked, because I did bring up the fact that I could potentially cry at some point during either the days leading up or at the parade. So it's good that you asked, but the answer is, truthful Tommy here, I did not cry.
And what kind of, and thank God Rosenberg was wrong. You guys got an amazing day for that entire parade. So that was like, kind of like good luck for Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Like, that was a beautiful day that you got.
Beautiful. By the time I got to 2 o'clock, the sun was shining. Yeah. After the parade, obviously, Knicks and Chicks. It was just unbelievable in the city.
Yeah, how'd you do with that? That's what it's like. Would you just hop around?
Well, yeah, hop around. I had some friends in the city, so I met up with them, and it was one of those situations that just, you know, it lasts till I had to leave and come to work.
Now that's a day, bro.
Oh, I had 1 hour sleep basically over the course of 36 hours, but you know what? It's well worth it. And Ozzy, it wasn't the first time I've had 1 hour of sleep in my life, so I'm well versed in that, and I was able to handle it. And then I was able to come on the air and do what I do, which is be a generational talent. And now you got me on the stand, but everything I've said here, I've told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
What time did you report back before you shift? If your shift started at 10?
Yeah, I think I was on like 10:30. I got back here like 9:30.
No nap, no sitting on the office couch, nothing, 30 minutes snooze.
Yeah, because you know why? If I did that, I probably would have been too groggy, too tired. I figured power through, I'll get that like third or fifth wind, and I figured I'd be loopy and it would be a fun show, and it ended up being an awesome show. So, no, I thought a nap might be counterproductive. That's why I didn't do it.
Yeah, man, good for you, bro. A week for the ages. Live in infamy that week that you had.
No, Ozzy, you know what? Never to be forgotten, and hopefully not only duplicated by my Knicks, but also by our Mets and our Islanders.
The blue and orange wave, let's keep it going. Right now, the Mets, between getting walloped in Philly and not looking too competitive, I think there's just something off in that clubhouse, man.
Well, I don't think anything's off in that clubhouse, Ozzy. I don't think we need to go down in that direction. Listen, you chip away, and eventually you get to that 8-game winning streak. You get to July, back to around 500. You get to the deadline where you are within striking distance. You pull off a big trade or two. You obviously get Lindor back healthy. You shore up this rotation. Juan Soto continues to play at an MVP level. The youngsters and Ewing and Bench continue to progress and get better and better and better each day. All of a sudden, things could look a lot differently. And I said it before June started, and I've said it really throughout June. When you look at the schedule that the Mets have this month, if they were to, worst case, be 500, I think that would be a good month because of how tough this schedule is. If they can get out of it with a 500 record, tough competition, you manage your way through a 500 June, you won the month of May, you won the month of March, you lost the month of April, you've won more months than you've lost. To me, a push or a 500 record in June would be a win. Now you roll the sleeves up, you go to work in July and August, and you get that 8-game winning streak, and then everything is different. The Mets have not been able to get that. Obviously, the 12-game losing streak set them back. Now, at some point here, they have to go on that 8-game winning streak, which most teams throughout the year do go on. So it's just a matter of time before that happens for the Mets. Let's go to Bobby in Belmore here on After Hours. What's up, Bobby?
Congrats. I think you said 5 games, right? The Knicks, I believe. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yes, but, I did say Knicks in 5 in the finals, so thank you.
All right, quick, I want to get to the Yankees quickly with the soccer, enough soccer, no, because my daughter plays Division I soccer. I mean, it's incredible watching these three players, Tommy. I mean, Messi, 5 goals, Mbappe, 4, Haaland, 4.
Insane.
I would love these three players to play in the Final Four, and the U.S. be the fourth team.
That would be unbelievable, Bobby. Now, that's a scenario that I haven't thought about entirely in terms of the Final Four teams. But that would be unbelievable. And yet, what these three guys have done, not only, you know, putting the books in betting books out of their, you know, misery or out of their minds for a couple of opponents here, Tays here, God. But they've been amazing.
They scored 2 goals today, and, you know, it's just incredible. Let me get to the Yankees. Yes, they're going to be in the World Series. Yes, because the AL does suck. But my concern is this. You've got to be concerned about 3/4 of their starting staff, Tommy. Number one, Cole's coming back from Tommy John. I don't care who you are. You know, you're not going to be the same pitcher the first year back. And he's had a 6 ERA the last 4 starts. So it's starting to catch up with him a little bit. Number two, Freed. He has a history of being injured. He was injured last year. He's been off. He has not been good in the playoffs since 2021 World Series. The Red Sox start last year notwithstanding. He was horrible against Toronto. So he's not in a trust factor. And Rodan's a hit or miss. We all know about that. So, I mean, Schutz is going to get you 2 wins in the World Series. But, you know, these three guys make combined $90 million. But where are you going to get 2 wins from these three guys? I mean, it's very concerning. They're going to get to the series, you know. But I'm just saying, in the World Series, they'll be going against, you know, the first-rate team, not, you know, the second-class teams.
Yeah, I mean, the American League has just been awful, Bobby. There's no doubt about it. And the National League has had their way with the American League. I just don't see the team that right now you could pinpoint and say for sure they're going to be the Yankees' stiffest competition come October. If I had to circle a team or two and say this is the team, it would be Seattle, but they're right around 500. They've underperformed. The Yankees certainly played well against the Mariners early in the year. That was a different Seattle team. They were really scuffling at that point, but still, it's not like they've run away with it. They're in an awful division, the Mariners are, and they can't get any separation between themselves and their competition. Toronto's another team, just based on their success last year in getting to the World Series and having the Dodgers on the ropes for Game 6 and Game 7. Also, Toronto plays well against the Yankees. They have several guys in Springer and Clement that do very well against the Yankees. But much like the Knicks, this is the year for the Yankees to get to the championship round. I know they did it a couple years ago, but this is their just another clear path for them to get there. Unless one of these teams emerges, gets hot, and all of a sudden it's a different conversation. But yeah, as far as the soccer, and we'll do a lot more going forward here, and Patriotic Tommy gave you his prediction for Team USA going into the World Cup. I said they would get to the quarterfinals, and so far, so good. I mean, this is the best Team USA soccer, men's soccer team that I have seen in my lifetime. They just, and this is without Pulisic for now, the last match they had against Australia and half of the other match that they had against Paraguay. But Flo Balogun and a lot of these other guys have just been unbelievable. They've, not necessarily Balogun, but Pulisic and the rest of them, have played together now for a while. They're all in the primes of their career. Flo is obviously an extremely gifted striker. He could put the ball in the back of the net with the best of them. So I do expect Team USA to go on the deep run that I predicted, that Positive Tommy, not only Positive Tommy, but Patriotic Tommy predicted. I got to get my Tommy straight here. That wasn't Positive Tommy, that was Patriotic Tommy. They're similar, but they're different. There's Positive Tommy, then there's Patriotic Tommy.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And yeah, with these three fellas, and listen, Lionel Messi is the greatest of all time, at least in my world. I mean, you could give me Pele, you can give me Ronaldo. There's certainly a couple of guys that you could mention that are up there as well. But to me, Lionel Messi and what he has done throughout his career and what he's still doing at this stage of his career. I mean, the guy is just lighting it up here in the World Cup. And he's what, in his upper 30s, low 40s? He shouldn't be playing. And I understand that the World Cup is slightly watered down because it's
deeper as far as the pool, and there are more teams. So you're going to see in these group stages, the better teams like France and Argentina, they're going to flex their muscles a little bit more. Still, Messi and, of course, Mbappe and Haaland, what they have done in these two matches in these group stages. And like I said, the sports books are taking a bath with these guys. If you're parlaying them each to score a goal and each of them to score two goals, congratulations. I think today it was 101 for all three of them to score two goals. I mean, that's a spicy meatball. And they continue to do it. They continue to one-up each other. And it should be an interesting race, not only for the Golden Boot, and if you're not a soccer fan, that is most goals in a World Cup. And I, for one, and you don't know how it's going to line up, but I, for one, would love to see that as the final four. USA, Norway, France, and obviously the defending champs, Argentina. And we haven't had back-to-back champs in the World Cup since Brazil did it, I want to say in the late 60s, early 70s. So it's been a minute, although France almost did at the last World Cup in Qatar, and they lost in penalty kicks to Messi and Argentina. So it's certainly possible. And Argentina is as good as anybody, and I think they'd be the odds-on favorite or right there with France, if not for the history of it's very difficult, or certainly we haven't seen it in many years, a team going back-to-back. But as far as Team USA, look, I think it's going to become a bigger and bigger story here, as it often is, whether it's Olympic hockey, whether it's the World Cup, and we haven't been great for a very long time as far as compared to the rest of the world. But I do think for the first time in maybe ever, Team USA, us, we can match up with anybody. Doesn't mean that we're going to win the World Cup, although that would be unbelievable. But I do think that, much like Patriotic Tommy predicted, this group can go on a deep run. And now that they've won their group, they don't even have to worry about the third match against Turkey or Turkey or Turkey-A, whatever they call themselves these days, but Turkey, for the layman's terms. I still expect them to play some of their starters because you don't want to have the long layoff, but that match means nothing. They're going to get a weaker opponent in the round of 32. So they're going to be favored, in theory, somewhat of an easy road to get to the Sweet 16, and that'll be their first major test. They win that, they're in the quarterfinals, and then it will be Team USA soccer mania around here as they will have an opportunity to get to the semifinals, which would be a massive story. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. We'll get back to your calls on the draft, on the Yankees. Julius Randle, if you're just tuning in, is now a Brooklyn Net. Nick Claxton is a Chicago Bull. We're still waiting to see where Giannis ends up. So there's a lot going on here as we're less than 24 hours away from round one of the NBA draft. If you are on hold right now, we will get to you this hour. If you want to join the conversation and haven't already, 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the Late Night. After Hours here on The Fan. Hey, Tommy Lugauer!
No, they didn't get the same. So, I just had to kill that fly. He was killing me. So I finally got him. Thank God. He was biting my legs like crazy. So I finally got him.
Well, thankfully you did, Mike. I have a fly in here as well that I can't kill. And I think he was here last night. And I was trying to host a Big Lugowski in overnight. And there was this it wasn't even a fly, but it was some form of a bug. And I couldn't just get it. I don't even necessarily have to kill him, but I just want him to get away from me because he was annoying me. And I was unable to accomplish that. And I think the same fella is flying around here now, and he almost flew into one of my eyes. So if he would just politely leave the premises, that would be amazing. Another 2.5 hours to go here on After Hours, right? 12:30, 1:30. Yes, 2.5 hours to go. Night one of the NBA draft is tomorrow night. So we will be on after the Yankee game, which starts at 6:40, so you might even get live reaction from me as it happens, as the Knicks select somebody in the first round, assuming they don't trade the pick. Speaking of trades, Julius Randle has been traded to the Nets in a 3-way deal. Thought maybe Giannis might be on the move tonight, and it still could happen. I mean, as far as sports goes, the night is always young. We've learned this here on After Hours, the premier show for breaking news, and that is it's never too late or early for some for something big to break. So here's the full trade. The T-Wolves send Julius Randle to the Nets and the 28th overall pick. The Nets send Nick Claxton to the Bulls, and the T-Wolves will acquire Brooklyn's 33rd pick for Randle and the 28th overall pick. So a 3-way trade right on the eve here of round one of the draft. And I know it seems crazy. Oh, my, the draft is here? Yes, the offseason is here, Knicks fans. When you win a championship and you have a parade, the offseason is right after that. Right after that. You have a couple of days to celebrate, and now we as Knicks fans roll the sleeves up, think about the draft, think about the offseason, think about the second apron, think about extending Karl Anthony Towns, think about running it back. Speaking of that, Mo Diawara is coming home here. He is sticking around with the Knicks, not going anywhere. He intends to sign a multi-year $10 million plus contract with the Knicks. I can't read my own handwriting sometimes. I scribble. What do you want me to tell you? Sometimes I write things down. I don't even know why I bother doing it.
Write legibly.
Well, I'm doodling half the time.
Doodle legibly?
I'm doodling because in my mind, I'm like, I could always go to my brain, but I got to be honest with you. I feel so tired this week that the fastball is not getting up to 105 tonight, I could tell. So it's been more off-speed pitches, which is totally fine. My off-speed still gets to about 85, 90. But occasionally when I need to make that sharp detour, the brain just goes, whoa, hold on a second there. And you get what you just got. But it happens. It is.
When does the honeymoon end for Knicks fans?
The honeymoon for what?
For Knicks fans.
What,
like,
do you mean?
That, like, nothing can go wrong. Everything is good. When does that end?
Tomorrow night. Yeah, you know
really?
How
really? You think?
Yeah.
No, you won't be, because you will be positive.
No, but they'll be.
No matter
but
what.
It already ended last week with the second apron stuff from Dolan. There were Knicks fans that were pissed off about that. So it's things change and are always on the move here, always in motion. The future is. So when it comes to being in a situation where the honeymoon is over, I think you already saw it last week when Dolan made those comments on Craig's show about the second apron. There were plenty of people that were upset about that. Dolan got booed there were some boos for him at City Hall during the parade, which might just be in his direction in general because they don't like him. They don't like him as an owner or whatever the case may be. Or perhaps it's the fact that he brought up the second apron the day before. Either way, I think there were a lot of Knicks fans that were upset about that. Let's go to Phil in Sheepshead Bay. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Tommy. Hey. Listen, number one, there was a tornado warning. Here's the difference. It was for the Illinois-Chicago area. So whatever Morris heard, and your pal Rosenberg, listen to that, they're both off the wall.
Yeah, they're just trying to be jerks. They're both members of the Coalition of Knick Haters. They were upset that their team didn't win a championship, so they were trying to be mean and trying to mess with myself, Evan, and Tiki.
Okay, I got a few points. Number one, about the Yankees. What is it about the Yankees? When they get down, unless someone hits a home run, they never pass them. Even late, once in a while, late innings with power home runs. Other than that, the small ball doesn't exist. How do you explain that?
Just the way they're built. I mean, that's kind of what the Yankees have been about for the last couple of years, Phil. It's they hit the long ball, they hit the home run, and that's one of the reasons why they've struggled sometimes offensively in October, because when you get to the postseason, the pitching stiffens up. You can't just run over everybody in this league, Gary Bertier. You have to be able to play a little bit more small ball, so it's something that this team under Aaron Boone is going to have to figure out, Phil, and figure out once they get to October. That's
okay, I have another point about the draft. The guy who played for St. John's, I think he's great.
Zubi Ejiofor?
Plays both ways. Zubi Ejiofor.
Yeah.
The Knicks get
Zubi
him. Yeah. And I think he's a two-way player. He plays with his heart and soul. And he would fit the Knicks perfectly. I'm going to leave you with that. Have a good evening, Tommy.
You too, Phil. Yeah, I like Zubi a lot. He's one of the names that I'm targeting as a Knicks fan. Comes from a great culture under Rick Pitino. Well-respected, hard worker. Has played at the Garden, has played under the bright lights of this city, understands what New York is, what the Knicks are, really fits the DNA, I think, of what the Knicks have built with this program. So I like Zubi a lot. I do. And I've heard some of the knocks on him. I mean, I watch him play, but then when it gets to this point, people are like, oh, he's undersized, he's non-athletic, can't play defense. That sounds like Jalen Brunson to me. Now, I'm not saying Zubi is the next Jalen Brunson, but what I'm trying to say here is if Leon Rose trusts, and there, according to Ian Begley, there are people, let me get the exact quote from Ian, because I don't want to paraphrase when it comes to things of this nature here. All right, let me just go through my pictures of Sydney Sweeney. No, screenshots of Sydney Sweeney. Okay, Ian Begley, Zubi Ejiofor has some fans in the Knicks organization. And I'm not surprised by that. And if one of those fans are Leon Rose and Zuby sitting there, I think the Knicks will pull the trigger. And in Leon we trust. And you could knock Zuby for defense and maybe being undersized or whatever the case may be. But those are some of the same things we heard about Jalen Brunson. And those are some of the same things we heard about a lot of the players that they brought in, where this guy, it's an island of misfit toys. This guy's too short. This guy's not athletic enough. This guy's injury prone. This guy is soft. This coach can't win the big one. On and on and on and on. And those players have proved a lot of people wrong. And Leon Rose has proved a lot of people wrong as the architect of this team, building it brick by brick. So in Leon, we trust. That's for sure. We'll get more into the draft next hour. I'll give you a few more names that I am interested in the Knicks drafting here in the 2026 NBA Draft. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. If you're on hold right now, we will get to you. If you want to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. 1150 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
I am Tommy the Visionary.
I am many Tommies. Right now, I'm Patriotic Tommy because of the World Cup. I am, of course, Positive Tommy. Some people think I'm Delusional Tommy at times. I'm Tommy the Soft Man in the winter when I have too much ice cream and Oreos. I'm also Tommy the Family Man. I'm Tommy the Pothole Slayer. I'm Tommy the Rationalizer. I'm Tommy the Hopeless Romantic. I'm Tommy the Wedding Crasher. Oh, speaking of Rosenberg, this wonderful couple invited me to their wedding. And
I was here for that.
Yes. And they're sending out the save the dates. We got our wires crossed a little bit. And by we, I mean Connor and myself. Remind me, I got to reach out to that couple and to get my information so they could send me the save the date. It's been a minute. The Knicks just completely took over my brain space the last 10 weeks.
Wait, are you taking Connor or not me?
Why would I take either one of you?
Because they invited both of us.
No, they didn't. They invited me.
No, they invited both of us.
No. No.
I think their name was...
Well, I'm sure they don't want their names on the radio, but although they've called up.
They've called up, Tommy.
Well, what makes you think you're invited?
They said it.
You're not invited.
They said you're getting a plus one and you should bring Rosenberg.
They did not say that, nor would they say that. Why would anybody want you at their wedding? I invited you to my wedding out of just sheer charity case, but it is what it is. And plus, we needed to fill our numbers. You know what I mean? The hall required a certain amount of people there. So we said, all right, let's just bring Rosenberg, or invite Rosenberg, I should say. I'm not bringing you to that wedding, nor am I bringing Connor. Not doing that.
We're not happy.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Happy with you.
I don't care if you're not happy with me. What gives you the right to think that you would be invited or I would bring you?
Because they said you were getting a plus one and you should bring your guy.
No, they didn't. I'm not bringing you to the wedding as a plus one.
Why not?
Because I don't want you there. Nor do they.
How do you know that?
Because why would they want you there, Paul?
Because I'm a wonderful guy and the bright spot is
based on what?
You get to cover my gift.
You're literally out of your mind. If we go, and we're not, we would go halfsies on that. You would.
No way.
What do you mean, no way? What are you getting a freeloading thing situation here?
Well, I mean.
You mean what?
Full time host on the.
Don't give me that speech.
On WFAN, I am a
at
near
night, by the way, not during the
afternoons. I'm a near cog in the wheel behind the scenes.
Yes, that's fair. Yeah, we know that.
Barely gets any respect.
Okay, you could cry poor all you want, but
cry Paul, that was good.
Yeah. Like I said, this is one of those nights. The brain and mouth aren't exactly in unison. But what I will say is that you're not going. But remind me that I got to get back to them. So do me a favor.
Get back to who?
Get back to the people that invited me to their wedding!
Do you have their name? Like, do you have their information?
I forgot. I don't remember their
names. So how am I supposed to tell you who they are?
Just how many weddings do you think I've been invited to from listeners, Paul? You think 1,000? There's probably only at least one or two.
My point is, how am I supposed to give you
their
information?
Down. No. I have their information. I need to contact them.
You want me to do it for you?
I need you, Paul. These are very simple instructions. I need you to write down somewhere to remind me tomorrow that I need to reach out to these people to give them my address.
So you want a reminder?
Yes.
Why didn't you just say that?
I feel like I have said that over the last 3 minutes. You just couldn't get it through your ant brain that's what I was trying to tell you to do. You instead are trying to be a schnorrer like you normally are, and that is trying to get a freebie, trying to get something on the arm, a little five-finger discount. You are trying to be my date to this wedding, which is not happening. Now, if I need a ride, you will drive me and my date to the wedding, but you will not be my date.
Then I can't drive you.
What do you mean you can't drive me? We have
a
friendship contract.
I believe it was in South Jersey.
What?
I think it was in South Jersey.
So what the hell? Yeah, it's not.
How are you getting down there without me?
It's not South Africa. It's South Jersey's not that far. You're going to need to drive me. You got to step up as
can
a friend.
Can you name one city in South Africa?
No, I can't. And I can't name one city in South Jersey either, though, while we're at it. What do you think I am?
Yes, you can.
What was that show? Not Where's Waldo. What was the... Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? What do you think I am? Carmen Sandiego? Is that the name of the show? You have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yes, it is,
of course. No, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You have no, sense of fashion.
I loved Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
You have no feel for anything. History.
They had the band at the end. Doo-bop. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. That thing, yeah.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call.
Around the world.
It is after hours. We have you for another 2 hours here on The Fan. Paulie, thankfully, is leaving. Fleegs will be here in a few minutes. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. If you're on hold, we will get to you, I promise. We'll talk about the draft. We'll talk about the Knicks. A lot to get to in the final 2 hours right here on After Hours.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.